أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم فالذين كفروا قطعت لهم ثياب من نار يصب من فوق رؤوسهم الحميم يصهر به ما في بطونهم والجلود ولهم مقامع من حديد. كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها من غم أعيدوا فيها وذوقوا عذاب الحريق. صدق الله العظيم. This is from Ayah 19 to Ayah 22 of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after addressing the various other religions, creeds, ways of life, the Yahud, the Nasara, the Majusi, the Sabians. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed the believers and spoke about their reward by Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ. These are two disputants, two adversaries, two opponents who will dispute regarding their Rabb, regarding Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The believers believe in the oneness of Allah and all the beautiful qualities of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The disbelievers have various concocted beliefs regarding Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and this battle and this dispute will go on. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this ayah was revealed initially regarding the Battle of Badr, and then of course it will extend right till the end of time. What had happened in the Battle of Badr, the Quraysh had called upon three fighters from the Muslims for single combat. So at first the Ansar had gone forward, but then the Quraysh said, we have not come to fight you, we have come to fight our own people. So hence Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ubaidah bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhum, these three sahaba had come forth. From the side of the Quraysh, it was Utbah, Shaybah, and Walid that had come forward. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu overcame Shaybah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu overcame Walid. However, Sayyidina Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu could not overcome Utbah and he was injured. Sayyidina Ubaidah ibn Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu was injured, and subsequently Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Hamza put an end to Utbah, and Sayyidina Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu became shaheed, he became martyred at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about this combat that had taken place. However, it will extend to any type of dispute between Tawheed and Kufr. What really makes sense here is the highest form of deen, the highest form of the protection of deen, is to give one's life for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To fight in the path of Allah, to go out in the path of Allah, and again we are reminded, if we cannot go, we should never deny the aspect of jihad fi sabilillah. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that these are these two groups that will dispute, will fight each other regarding their Rabb. فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Now Allah ta'ala speaks about the condition of the hereafter. This is what had happened in this dunya, and this is what will continue to happen in this dunya. But in those who disbelieve, قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ, then clothing, garments of fire will be cut out for them. In this world, they were very particular about the cut of the clothing, how it fits, what is the fashion, what is the mode. But insofar as akhirat is concerned, Allah Ta'ala is saying that they will have these garments of fire. In other words, garments of fire, and then they will be put into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala safeguard us. يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ. The second form of punishment will be that upon their heads, boiling water will be poured down. Allah Ta'ala says, يُصْحَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ. And when that water is poured down, it will melt whatever is in their bellies. In one Mubarak hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains that this water will be poured from the head, it will penetrate and it will come right to their bellies, burning, melting everything, and then it will come out at their feet, and then the skin will also begin to melt, and the skin will also burn. وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. And for them are iron rods or iron hammers that will be struck upon them. Again we find from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they will be hit from the head and it will strike right through the entire bodies. Allah says, كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمْ. That out of distress, out of absolute grief, they will intend to come out of the fire. Who will want to remain in such a fire? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make the flames of the fire go higher, and they will be brought right to the top, and when they think that they are going to come out of the fire, these hammers will strike upon them, and they will be brought back, u'idu fiha, and they will be brought back to the very pit of the fire of Jahannam. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقُ. Allah Ta'ala says, it will be said to them then, now taste the heat, the burn, punishment that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will mete out to them in Jahannam. Hence here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has clarified that there will always be two groups, one group on Haqq, one group on Tawheed, believing firmly in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and whatever the beliefs of the other groups, all of that will be batil. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.